This is the Recency Bias. It's your morning after mini pod on this Monday. I hope you had a lovely weekend because your Montreal Canadiens sure didn't. Woof. Uh-oh. What other sound do we want to throw in there? Uh-oh, sounds right. Uh-oh, the Habs are in trouble. Definitely not what you wanted to see on Sunday night. A 3-2 overtime loss at the hands of the lowly Ottawa Senators. Shades of Detroit from last season. Night that, obviously, Allen getting the start in nets for the Canadiens, with Price having played on Saturday night. He's going up against Murray for the Sens. I believe these two have battled already this season. Starting thoughts. Whew. Coming off of that game against the Leafs, right? Can they stay out of the box? Can they be disciplined? And if they can't, can their PK at least be effective against, you know, what is not a very good Ottawa team? This isn't Toronto Maple Leafs. This is the opposite end of the spectrum. They didn't do a great job in the early going, staying out of the penalty box. Third period, I guess they were a little better at it. But the first and second, they were taking penalties. We'll get into that as we break down this bastard. And Corey Perry in, Lehkonen out for this one. Claude Julien has kind of kept an interesting rotation of who's been sitting. Lehkonen sitting for the first time this season now. Corey Perry in, and that was big. He would score a big goal on the night. His second of the season. It was a pretty one, too. Right? Didn't take long for things to start looking good for Montreal, but we've seen that quite a bit this season with Canadians scoring early, and that not really meaning they're going to have success the rest of the way. Suzuki was his third of the season. Anderson with the assist. Anderson picked it up in the offensive zone, picked it up in the defensive zone, skated all the way into the Ottawa zone, hit Suzuki with a nice pass, and the kid don't miss. Montreal up 1-0. Couple penalties in there. Byron taking one about 2 minutes 30 seconds into the game. And you're like, oh, here we go again. Suzuki taking a penalty. And midway through that first period, not on a power play. This was an even strength goal for Ottawa. Batherson on a Mete mistake. Romanov sliding across. A desperation play all around from them. Puck goes up. Behind Allen and in. And we're all even after 20 minutes of hockey, in which the Canadians were outshot by the sad, sad Ottawa Senators 9-12. Who's sad, sad now? Deneau, Sherratt, they took penalties in the second, so that kept going. Luckily on the night, the Canadians' PK was effective. Effective, or Jake Allen was effective. Do with that what you will. They did go 4-for-4 against Ottawa, is what I'm saying. But still, another four penalties. It seems like that's the house minimum for your Montreal Canadiens right now. Joel Armia was held by Zub, and someone yelled on the broadcast. You heard, the fuck was that? And if I gave these podcast titles like we do with the Big Pod, if I gave the Recency Bias ones titles, the fuck was that would probably be the title of this one. That resulted in a power play for your Montreal Canadiens. Unlike the someone yelling, the fuck was that, the power play was much less inspiring. There was a dangerous hit by Stepan late in that period on Suzuki. Petrie somehow also got called on that for, I don't know, something. It was 4-on-4. A very disjointed period. The Canadiens might have been the better of the two, but I don't think it's fair to call either team the better in that period. Just kind of odd power plays. Nobody really had any momentum. It was weird. Canadiens did outshoot the Sens 14-8 in that one. Still even at 1-1 at that point. Into the third, Habs pinged one. The early going and 3.5 minutes in. Yet another floating puck. Just bad luck for the Canadiens. I mean, they didn't play great either. But the two goals that the Sens got in regulation, both fluttered up and over and landed behind Allen. There was a third one that did the same thing. late in the third period. I was sure that one was going in. It didn't. Another ping on the power play by Brendan Gallagher. That was about as lethal as the power play got on the night. But, the worm found his way in. Blew up Grid Branson as Twitter user at Bonks Mullet, an Ottawa Senators fan, tweeted. It made Grid Branson look like McDavid, or it made Perry. You know what I'm saying. Grid Branson made Perry look like McDavid. Nailed it. Batherson with a breakaway late in the third period. Jake Allen, very solid. He had a good night. His team hung him out to dry, unfortunately. And when did they hang him out to dry specifically? That would be in overtime. Jake Allen with some incredible saves in overtime, doing everything he could to keep the Canadians in this thing. But the Habs just looked atrocious in overtime. Terrible. Terrible. To quote Charles Barkley, they were terrible. I know it was a second on back-to-back nights, but they just had a whole week off. You can't look that bad. It was awful. What the hell was Anderson doing on Brady Tkachuk's OT winner? Just standing there. He had just come on, I think, even then. If not, skated the guy. It was like it was 3-on-2. I don't know what happened to the Canadians in overtime. Other than they, I guess they would say they're gassed. Other than that, or they were terrible. They were definitely terrible. Awful, awful overtime. And you kind of hope that the Corey Perry goal had given them a chance to pull this thing out, actually get 2 points, which even then wouldn't have felt very good, because unless you blow up the Sens, you're not going to feel very good. You're definitely not going to feel very good when you lose to the Ottawa Senators, especially when you just lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs the night before. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, indeed. We want to linger on this? I don't know. Final shots, the Canadians were outshot. Most of that because there was like a flurry, a machine gun fire at poor Jake Allen in overtime. The shots were 32-39 in the end. Again, the power play, 0-for-3. PK was 4-for-4 at least, but they did take 4 penalties again. Suzuki, his 3rd of the season. Perry with his 2nd. Apples to Anderson and Petrie. Shea Weber led all Canadians with 25 minutes and 5 seconds played. Shea Weber has not looked good for a couple games. El Capitan looks off. Not good from him either. Tyler Toffoli leading all Habs forwards with 22 minutes and 11 seconds of ice time. I don't know what you do with that one. The Canadians, here's the thing. When things were going well, this team was all about speed. They were winning puck battles. And they were rolling those 4 lines. And now the speed, I don't know what happened to the speed. They don't seem to be winning any puck battles. They're not playing with any of the flow they were in the early part of the season. Now, if the Toronto Maple Leafs beat your ass, that's fine. But the Ottawa Senators, several times now, making you look like idiots. Not good. Things are going to get dire if they don't win on Tuesday. If they lose to the Senators on Tuesday night, the seat on which Claude Julien sits might get hotter. Might get a little bit hotter. Because you lose to Ottawa on Tuesday. That's 2 in a row to a bad hockey team. Everybody else is, except the Leafs. They struggle with them once in a while. But even the Leafs have blown them up this season. Every other team, even the Vancouver Canucks, beat the snot out of Ottawa at one point. They just don't have the horses. They're not a good team. They don't have the players. That's on purpose. And they just make the Canadians look very mediocre to quite bad, as was the case more often than not on Sunday. If you can't come out and show up Ottawa on Tuesday night, I mean, it's clear that Bergevin believes he went and got the players. Bergevin thinks he's got the right tools here. So it's a little bit on Claude Julien if that's not working. And coming out of a week off, you can't lose to Toronto and then 2 to Ottawa in a row. With a lot of games to come. As we said on a pod that was also done on Sunday. 37 games in the next 70 days. More than once every 2 days. So, figure it out, or this ship's going to sink quick. The team from the first part of the season seems lost already. I don't know how you get them back, but a good place to start is by showing up and actually dealing out Ottawa the kind of loss that this team should be capable of dealing. It'll be interesting. Going to be a very tense game on Tuesday night. Hopefully the Habs are up for it. Till then, take care.